a destination community off Woodward Avenue, sort of the Woodward Central, as I call it. It's not East Side, it's not West Side, it's Birmingham. They've got a slew of new restaurants that are opening, and we're also seeing this trend of a lot of Birmingham restaurateurs coming to downtown Detroit. So, Melody, let's start at the top. What are some of the new things that caught your attention happening in Birmingham?
I think one of the big buzz restaurants right now in Birmingham is Adachi. It's a Japanese restaurant. It just opened this month-ish, about a month open, inside the Ford Peabody Mansion. So great setting. Immediately, you've got this great mansion all redone inside. It's gorgeous. It's hip. There's lots of blues, plush seating, chandeliers, cherry blossom murals. It's cool. The menu's great. It's James Beard Award-winning chef Michael Schlau. He's popped into town to open this restaurant. He's based in Boston. He's got restaurants there and in Washington, D.C. And already this restaurant is a hit. I was there last week. It was packed with gorgeous people. The staff was gorgeous. Everything on the plates were gorgeous. It was just a really kind of cool experience because, you know, sometimes you think of Birmingham, you think classic steakhouse, wine bar, things like this. This is definitely a lot of sake, a lot of whiskey, a lot of cocktails. It's going to be a hot spot for a while, I believe. And it's cool. I mean, the mansion's just really cool.
Now, that's not the only opening. That's not the only new thing that's happening in Birmingham. What else caught your attention?
This week, the restaurant where The Stand used to be, right on Maple and Woodward, great location, very prominent. It is now Hazel Ravines in Downtown, which is kind of a mouthful.
Yeah, but it's the trio of neighborhoods where that kind of meet there, right?
Exactly. And this is owned by Beth Hussey and Chef Emily Harold. These ladies were the team behind Pops for Italian in Ferndale when it opened, and One-Eyed Betty's, the beer bar in Ferndale, when it opened. They've both moved on from those. This is their restaurant. They own it. They're running it. They're deciding every little thing. I spoke with them last week. They're opening this week. The way the menu is set up is kind of like the neighborhoods. You've got Hazel, which is going to be familiar comfort food, your bean casserole, meat and potatoes, things that are going to stay on the menu, comforting American classics. And then Ravines is more of a kind of see the world traveling. There's going to be some European, South American dishes there. And then Downtown is trendy. Vegan entrees, your things that you know, trending on menus. This menu is going to change a lot, and the cocktail menu is the same way. The three factions: familiar, traveling, and trendy, ever changing. So they've got a lot on their plate. They've got a lot to work with. They also have a raw bar, and that they have a separate chef for, and he's going to do his own thing there. Mussels, caviar, of course, oysters. There's a lot going on here, and I think, and they want to start brunch right away, right into the first weekend they're open. So there's going to be a lot to see. It's also a market. Like, there is a lot going on here. It's also, a convenience store and market with grab-and-go coffee and meals and things like that.
Trying to be a little bit of everything to everyone. But I have to say, just from hearing you describe it, I am getting a little bit hungry. So I think that's at least a good sign. Now, the other trend that we're seeing is not only new restaurants in Birmingham, but some of the owners of restaurants in Birmingham saying, okay, I want to expand. I want to do a new concept. And the place they want to do those concepts is in Detroit.
I think that they want to play. They want, the game is in downtown Detroit, and they've got successful restaurants in Birmingham, and they want to go where the action is, where the movers and the shakers are, and the new kids are in the new apartments, and literally that's what's happening. You've got the owner from Townhouse. He's opened a downtown location and Prime and Proper right there in Capitol Park. The owner of Park is the same owner of 220 in Birmingham. That's Park and Campus Martius. So there's a connection there. That same restaurant group also is the team behind the purchase of the Anchor Bar, which we've talked about. And also Besa is opening on Woodward, kind of near Grand Trunk, out in the Campus Martius kind of footprint. They're getting ready to open very soon, and that is the same owner of the Tallulah Wine Bar in Birmingham.
A lot of crossover, and it just seems like, you know, you don't necessarily say, let's go to this city for a meal anymore. It's kind of these destination restaurants. The lines have blurred.
Right, and like Beth Hussey from Hazel Ravine in Downtown told me, she said that a lot of her clientele in Birmingham, they'll just hop in an Uber and go downtown versus, you know, trying to park in Birmingham. So what they're doing is they're actually offering anyone that Ubers or Lyfts from a Birmingham address, they'll pick up the tab for that to kind of keep it in the neighborhood. And she said also when they were in Ferndale, a lot of their clientele were from Birmingham. People in Birmingham like to venture out and to go out to eat.
Melody Batens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ryan.